Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20.
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Now today's devotional reflection. As Christians, we are called to support missions and missionaries. There are many ways we can provide support. We can give financially, we can give physical resources, we can pray, and we can send cards of encouragement and support. Regardless of how we provide, the important thing is that we give. So why are supporting missions so vital? First, supporting missions is biblical. Jesus commands us. A primary motivation for missions is obedience to God's command. Likewise, supporting missions is an obedient act. You may be limited physically from being able to go into all the world. Still, you can support all who are capable with prayer, supplies, and finances. Through your support, you too become a valuable part of God's command to go into the world. Missions are the biblical model of expanding the kingdom. By helping missionaries, we help spread the good news to the whole world. A second reason for supporting missions is that this demonstrates our faithfulness to God. The Apostle John says we are faithful to God when we care for the traveling teachers who pass through, even though they are strangers to us. We should support them so that we can be their partners as they teach the truth. Missionaries cannot fulfill their work without our support. Through our help, we become part of God's global plan. The third reason we should support missions is this. Mission work is essential. Paul says faith comes from hearing the good news about Christ. Paul also said, "How will unbelievers call on God? How are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? How are they to hear without someone preaching?" The Holy Spirit emphasized a fundamental truth through Paul. The unbelieving world does not hear the good news unless someone proclaims the gospel. A fourth reason to support missions is that we become part of the work. When Paul received the support from the church of Philippi, he thanked them, saying, "It is not that I desire a gift. Instead, I desire fruit that may abound to your account." I could give you more reasons, but I believe these four are key to our grasping the urgent value of providing aid for missions and missionaries. It is biblical. It displays our faithfulness to God. It is essential if we expect to see others come to Christ, and we become part of the work and get to share in the reward. Through our support, we become part of God's global plan. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.